KJLO 1690 AM Grade A Explosives is the show that you are currently listening to. You are listening to it, right? Yeah, of course you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing this. What a silly thing to ask. Oh, dear. That was some Wake for you, good Calgary representatives, with Swallow the Light off of Thought Form Descent. That's it. I always want to say Thought From Descent, but that's not what it is. That's not the name of it at all. That won't even work. So, yeah. Let's talk a bit about what I've been doing. I in March, got to go down to South by Southwest, down in Austin, Texas. Obviously, I'm playing that Wake because I have an interview with them coming up. But let me set the stage for you about South by this year, because there's a couple things that I need to set up before I get into this interview. Now, there's a lot of interviews I could have started with here. I did 8 interviews while I was down for 4 days. That's an average of 2 a day. That's pretty good. It's not crazy good, but, you know, it's something. It is definitely something. I could have done more, to be perfectly honest. I thought about doing more. But then I was like, you know what? I think this is quite enough. And it was. It really was. I ran into some scheduling conflicts. I had to miss some things. But that is the price one pays to get a press badge to a thing. You have to do your press stuff. So, got down to Austin day one. Got to enjoy the Canada House where I was at most of the time, actually. I'm actually surprised at how often I was there. It is kind of strange. Now that I think about it, I think of all of the countries, Canada had kind of the heaviest lineup. That's weird to think. Range Magazine, which is a publication based out of Toronto, was doing a showcase, and they had No Bro, Wake, Grimelda, who you'll get to hear later in the show, and just like Indian Giver too, which is a hardcore artist out of, I think, Toronto, Montreal, maybe other places too. It's a collection of people who are doing like Indigenous hardcore, which is very cool. That they all played at this Range showcase, but they also played during the day at the Canada House, which is down there, which kind of different countries will set up different houses where, you know, bands from that country plays. You understand, you get it. But I think Canada's lineup, now that I upon reflection, was probably the heaviest of all of them. Unless, of course, you count the Flat Spot Records showcase, which is all hardcore stuff. Like, that was that. And most of them are from the U.S. So I guess that is slightly heavier. But as far as, like, what was going on with metal at South By this year, there were, and you'll hear me mention it, I fact-checked it afterwards, and yes, there were only 7 bands that listed themselves as metal, with Wake probably being the heaviest of all of them. And so I was like, well, I have to, as metal director, interview Wake. And so I did. Now, there is a couple of things to set up this specific interview that I should point out, and actually will help with the Grimelda one as well. This year, South by Southwest ran into a bit of a controversy, because it was discovered kind of late, to be perfectly honest with you, that the Army was a super sponsor of South by Southwest. And so some of the indie bands pulled out, especially with what's going on over in the Middle East, as one country tries to genocide a group of people. And you would think, based on history, that it's actually not the country that you're thinking of, and the people of that country genociding someone else. But I guess that's what happens over time, is that people that were oppressed become oppressors. Anyway, let's not move on to that. But the a bunch of indie bands found out that the Army was sponsoring it, and that what used to be called Raytheon, but now has a new name, they make missiles, basically, were a speaker at the event. So because of this, they pulled out of South By entirely. And rather than address this, South By kind of just was silent until their terrible governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, decided to get on Twitter and say, oh, well, we don't want those bands to ever come back here again anyway. And South By had to then go, oh, that's not what we believe. Don't listen to this idiot. He's stupid. And they're right. But it does feel a little bit suspect that they had to have an idiot come in and say something for them to respond to a legitimate criticism of their event. And frankly, their response was not great. It was pretty middle of the road, which I guess is to be expected in some way. Anywho, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I ask about this, because I can't not, I mean, I could have not addressed it, but I felt it would be kind of wrong to not address it, especially when like 60 bands pulled out of the festival because of it. So I do bring it up in this Wake interview. And then the second part of this Wake interview is like, it's not my best work. It really isn't. It's just, I don't know what happened in this one. Probably had to do with us trying to set up the schedule and it just like not working out. And it was very close to their set time. But this feels like one of those interviews where you watch it and someone just asks a bunch of like,
hey, what's the name of your band? Hey, like, you had a record come out and it was like cool and stuff.
And that's the question, the non-question question. So with all that, and also this was at night and South By, you can hear the din of everything else. I tried to clean it up as best I can. So with all of this, now that I've set up, let's get into this interview with Rob from Wake, who took the time to chat with me on the streets of Austin. So keep it locked. Here's part one of interview with Wake, CJLO 1690 AM. This is grade A explosive South by Southwest recap part one.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew. I am here joined by an individual in Wake, and I will let him tell you his name in case he does some pseudonym things, which I've gotten in trouble for, and so that you can put a voice to the name. So, good sir, tell the people who he is and what you do's in Wake.
Hey, this is Rob from Wake. I play guitar and drive the van.
A crucial part of the touring experience.
It's a big part, yeah.
Well, I like to start off all my interviews the same way. I kind of have a structure to them. So, let's start off with this. What's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
Oh, my God. How many bass players have you been through?
All right. Question 71. I'll get rid of that. Fine. Okay. Well, let's talk about music. Specifically, let's start with the last record. Thought Form Descent, latest record. Pretty large shift away from like how you guys used to. Did you decide to make this like a super conscious decision, or is this just kind of how it progressed over time?
I mean, it's always been a building thing. It's been like each record has been so different. Like,
yeah.
You look from Falls on, it's always been a continuation and always just like an ever grow experience of what we've been doing. There's a multitude of reasons, just growing as players, trying to expand on what we're doing, taking things from the last record that we really, really liked, and then expanding on those and kind of growing from those, and just kind of that. I mean, if you go back towards sowing the seeds, you know, that's when we kind of brought in delay and reverb and that kind of thing. You go to Misery Rites from there, there's a bit more, it was a little more present, and then you go to Devouring Ruin, and there was a lot of delay. We kind of leaned into it a lot more with what's going on.
I mean, like, people are, like, losing their minds about this record, which, like, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
I mean, plus, like, you know, being a Metal Blade band now, it's, you know, it's not nothing to sneeze at. How has that been? How has it been kind of being metal bladed. Like, I mean, at this point, you've got to be like entrenched in the family, as it were.
Yeah, it's good. They've treated us super well. Again, they did a lot for the record. They got it out there, and not much more I could ask. I mean, they're great people. They know what they're doing. You know, obviously, you know, they've released Slayer records. They saw some of us as a band, favorite records of all time. So, yeah, very happy to work with them, and happy with what they did with the newest record.
Yeah, it's been very kind of fun to watch you guys expand through. There is something that came up today, actually, and I'll be interested to kind of know what your thoughts are on this. I went to a panel today for South By, and it was talking about kind of the merging of styles of music. And I know you guys have gotten remixes done for some of your stuff. What do you kind of think about kind of mixing together things like electronic and metal music? Obviously, you're not opposed to it, but do you think that's kind of where the future of things are going?
I think it's always a nice touch and an added touch for bands to work together, especially with remixes where, you know, you get somebody else's interpretation of your music. Like, I'm leaning towards where we do the remix by Yesu or whatever, which was a really cool experience, you know, sending him our tracks, seeing what he felt. Like, I think it's always cool to give somebody free rein on your music and get an output from them that they necessarily think would be cool or something like that. Somebody you respect, somebody who you like what they're doing, their musical talents or whatever, and see how it comes out in their lens. And that's kind of why we worked with him on that remix. And as far as, you know, electronic stuff and stuff like that being mixed in and genre collaborations, it's, I don't know, it's a cool idea. Like, some genres I don't think mix very well, but some very much do, and I think it's a cool idea. Yeah.
That's interesting. Did it make you kind of see your music differently when you got kind of some of the remix back? And did it make you kind of like reflect on how you kind of approach writing or making your own things?
100%. Again, with that remix that we did, it was, when it came back, I was just like, oh, it was cool that he focused in on some parts that I didn't think necessarily I would have focused in on, but those parts that he focused in on were, it was a cool way of thinking, and that's the cool thing about music, is that everybody thinks about it so differently.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I never actually occurred to me that someone, well, I guess it depends on the level of working with an artist that you do a remix with, right? Because, like, I'm sure there are some that are just like, yeah, do whatever, and they rarely listen to it or whatever it is. But yeah, it's super interesting to think that someone can send you back something and it makes you go, oh, that's, maybe I should reflect a bit more on it.
100%, yeah, totally agree.
is the scene right now in Calgary? Like, what's going
it's
on?
Really good. There's a lot of really cool bands coming up. Probably the most healthiest it's been in a very, very long time. Lots of very heavy music. Calgary's always been like a haven for alternative rock. You know, we had a big alternative rock 90s thing.
Yeah.
A lot of things died down in the early 2000s, and I think we're in that wave. Calgary's always been a place where it's been a wave, like, you know, comes and goes. And right now we have so many great heavy bands. Trench.
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah, Trench are great. Deathrist, very fun, great band. Dying Remains. So Laser Grid. A lot of really cool bands.
You're giving me things to look into, and I like that. I love the CanCon because, you know, it's the way it works here.
Calgary's a cool city. Always been super supportive of what we've done. I love it there. Very proud to be from there.
I mean, Calgary's an interesting place. I would like to go one day in the future. We'll see how it goes.
It's a cool place.
Let's ask about kind of the elephant of the South by here. There's been a bunch of bands. I don't know if this is filtered through the metal community, but there's been a bunch of bands that have pulled out of South by. Have you heard about this? Is this something that's crossed your radar?
It has, yeah.
I see a kind of nervous look on your face as this is going through. I won't ask you about kind of, because you're here obviously, so you didn't pull out, but I am kind of interested in the idea of art and music as a kind of a protest. Do you think that has the same kind of power that it used to, or has that kind of been diluted?
No, it does. It definitely does. I think music is a great gateway to all of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Short, concise. I like it. Well, you're playing right now. You played a Canada Day, Canada House Day party. There we go. Words. Did it kind of surprise you to be able to play something like that? Because, yes, Canada supports music, but, I mean, it doesn't always throw metal in, at least during the day. I would expect it more as a night type of thing.
It's true. It definitely was surprising for people to, you know, get us on board for some of the shows. We started with the Range Magazine Showcase, and people just started hitting up left and right to come and play shows. Again, I think maybe the Juno nomination probably helped.
Yeah.
I think that the music community in Canada is so tight-knit and very supportive and has always taken care of, you know, Canadian artists, like things like SEMA, things like Factor, things like Alberta Music. They've always did a really good job of being inclusive and bringing all types of genres. I really wasn't that surprised that they asked us, being a metal band, because Canadian music is so vast.
Yeah.
And just, there's so much of it, and there's so many different, I don't know, it's just, Canada's so creative, and it really didn't surprise me when they asked.
You're one of the few metal bands that's playing at South By this year. I think when I went on the site last count, it was like 7 bands that list themselves as metal on the site. Does that surprise you as a concept?
It does. South By used to be, I think there was quite a bit more metal and heavy music. I think they probably slimmed down from it. I don't know. Maybe not music, but financially viable, I don't know. But I do feel fortunate to be one of the heavy bands here. The heavy bands that are playing are fantastic, and I'm happy to be here. And being one of a few heavy bands, and especially being from Canada. So.
Have you found anything unexpected that you've been able to see so far?
We're all fans of indie rock and alternative music, and we've seen so many great bands. It's been a fantastic weekend. No Bro was very good. I think they're playing tonight as well.
Yep.
Hot Dinosaur Jr. What else we catch? There's been so much, so much.
Did Dinosaur Jr. play again? Because like I'm getting ready to go see Therapy over at the Marshall Funhouse because like
I didn't even know Therapy was playing. That's a crazy thing about being here.
It's very. It's difficult to keep track of anything going on.
True.
What's the worst musical instrument?
What's what?
The worst musical instrument.
The worst?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that there's a bad musical instrument.
Ah, Diplomat. Okay, all right.
I'm going to say my least favorite would probably be the bagpipes, because I come from a family of bagpipers at it was around the house a lot.
Mom, Dad, you're not going to get me to play bagpipes.
Oh my God, my mom, my grandpa, my aunts, they're all very heavy into bagpipes.
Interesting. And from out west, that's usually something you'd expect from, like, you know, eastern.
True. They're all from Scotland, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then that makes sense at that point. Well, you guys are playing here. You've been going on tours. You've been nominated for Junos. What else is coming out this year? Like, what do you have planned to do after this?
We have a European tour coming up in May. We got a 3-day regional thing that's in, like, Seattle, Vancouver, and Victoria with Great Falls and Egregore.
Oh.
And after that, we got some more summer stuff planned, but hasn't been solidified.
Yeah.
Maybe more tours. We'll be out your way.
Because that's the classic way to go. Are you coming to Montreal, maybe?
I believe so, yeah.
Ah, yes. Good. Sweet.